1 Thessalonians chapter number 4, 16 and 17. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence, O Lord, this morning. We come before you as humble as we know how, thanking you, dear Lord, for all your blessings. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. We thank you, dear God, for the privilege that we have to be able to be in your house one more time. Thank you, Lord, for these our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, I pray this morning, God, that you'd touch and bless, Lord, in an unusual way. Lord, I pray today, God, that you'd have your way, Lord, in this service. We pray again that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil, and let us preach in power and in demonstration of the Holy Ghost. We ask you, dear God, to give us the words that we need to say. Lord, penetrate our heart and help us to be drawn closer to you today than we've ever been. We've asked you now to go with us in the service, and what you do for us, we'll be careful to thank you, and we'll praise you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I want to preach this morning, if God will help us for just a little while, on a little phrase that you'll find in verse number 17. If you'll look there at your Bible, I want you to look at it. In verse number 17, the little phrase says, together with them. I want to talk to us this morning for just a few minutes on that little phrase, together with them. Now, I don't know how many times that I have read this particular scripture in my lifetime since I've been saved, that I've just ran right over that little phrase. He's talking about a great reunion day. Amen. He's talking about a grand reunion day. He's talking about a glorious reunion day. There's probably not anybody in this building that wouldn't want to see their loved one more time. I'm satisfied that if God could, or if he would, he can do it, but if he would do it, you'd love to pick up a telephone and get a direct line into glory and talk to mama one more time. You'd love to pick up that phone in heaven and spend one more day with a family that's already gone on to be with the Lord. Now, this text this morning is not to the lost people. This text this morning is to the saved people. Some of you this morning have followed the hearse to the cemetery and possibly have buried one of your children. And you would love to be able to see that little child one more time. Some of you this morning have been behind the hearse carrying your husband to the cemetery. And you would love to see them one more time. And love to see your spouse one more time. Some of you this morning would love to just spend the day with your mother and father one more time. Wouldn't that be a blessing? To be able to take out one day and to talk to your loved ones who have gone on already to be with the Lord. The Bible tells us in the text this morning that there are going to be some people that are standing here alive when Jesus comes. And according to the Word of God, the Bible tells us that the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we, he's talking about we, he's possibly talking about this morning, you and I today. This text in particular has been written for probably a little less than 2,000 years ago. But the promise is given to us just today as it was in the day when the Apostle Paul penned it down. The Bible said, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. And it was asked one time, where would you love to be standing when the Lord comes? Have you thought about that this morning? Where would you love to be standing when the Lord comes? And we may be possibly here when the Lord comes back. And we may be one of those that never see death. You know, the Bible speaks about people. There's a couple of people that we read about that never saw death. They were just translated and they just left here. That was a type and shadow of the caught up that he's talking about here, that we're may experience in our day. Amen. Why, we may not ever even have to see death. And the Bible said, and we which are alive and remain. He's not talking about those that have died here, but the Bible tells us that there are those that the Bible tells us the dead in Christ shall rise first. And wouldn't it be a blessed day to be standing in the cemetery when the Lord Jesus comes and be able to witness the resurrection of our friends and loved ones who have gone on to be with the Lord. Some of them have been gone a long time. And if it wasn't for pictures, we'd forget what they even look like. And we don't never have to worry about that frail body again. The Bible tells us that they're going to rise one day. The Apostle Paul said this. He said, this is a mystery. He said, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. I'm telling you, and we shall be changed. And when I think, I'm trying to slow down a little bit. I'm just about ready to pop up here. Amen. When I think about this very event that's going to take place. And the Bible tells us, the Apostle Paul, and I don't know if it's ever been revealed in the Old Testament saints what really is going to transpire at this day. And you know, they had glimpses. I believe Job gives us a little bit of light in his writing when he talks about the change taking place. I believe that he's thinking that there's going to be a change take place. He said he was waiting on his change. And the Bible gives us glimpses here and there in the Old Testament, but it was really fully revealed unto the Apostle Paul of the mystery of the coming of the Lord, when those that are dead in Christ are going to rise first, and we which are alive and remain are going to be changed. And what a glorious day that's going to be. Amen. When that change takes place. And there's several things in the text today that I want to talk about this morning concerning being together with them. And we know that when this takes place, the Bible said, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And there will never be another a time where we'll be separated from our loved ones again. Death will never invade our families anymore. And I want to stop right here this morning for just a minute. This is given to the saved this morning. Nowhere in this text does he refer to the lost people. He refers only to them that's been born again. And if you're here this morning and you're lost and undone without God, and you'll find your place in the message today, and you'll find your place without and away from this precious promise. And you today that are here that has never been saved, and this does not include you in this text. And the Bible tells us it only includes those who are in Christ Jesus our Lord. And what a shame it would be
not to be found lost and undone when Jesus comes. And of the great precious promises that are given unto the people of God will not be given to those that are lost and undone without the Lord. And you'll first find in the text that Jesus himself is coming back. Amen. And the Bible refers him as the resurrection. He himself, he's not going to send an angel. He is not going to send a friend. He is not even going to send your mother or father. He's coming himself, amen, to carry us home. Every time I think about that, of the one in whom we have put our trust in, the one in whom gave us life, he's coming back after us one day after a while, amen. And it may be today, amen. And the Bible said, and the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. And when I think about that, there's something inside me gets a little excited. Amen. I've never seen the Lord with these eyes. And but I shall behold him one day. Hallelujah. When he steps out of steps onto the cloud and he comes in glory to receive us unto himself one day. Amen. He's coming back after the church. He's coming back after them who are saved. Amen. And he's coming himself. Amen. The Bible said, with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God. Think about that for just a few minutes. I believe it'll be a voice that's heard like none other. Amen. The Bible said it'll be a voice of the archangel. He said it with the trump of God. And I believe with all of my heart it'll be a distinctive voice. You will not have to say, who is that? Amen. For you will know how the Bible said, my sheep hear my voice. And another stranger, they will not follow. This morning, we'll know him. Amen. We'll know that voice. Hallelujah. When he comes and says, arise, my child. Woo! Hallelujah. We're coming out of that grave one day. The Bible said when he comes, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And he's talking about your loved ones and my loved ones that have already died and have been in the grave. And some of them have been dead a long time. And I think about those cemeteries that have been forgotten about. Those bodies that have been laid in those graves and that have already turned to dust. And but I'll assure you, if they left here saved by the grace of God, they're going to rise. Amen. And they're coming up out of those graves. And the Bible said, and the dead in Christ, those, the Bible said, blessed are they that die in the Lord. And amen, they're coming up out of the grave one day after a while. When I think about that, I think about what a preacher said one time, an old preacher. I said one time, he was asked the question, where would he love to be standing when the Lord comes back? And they thought for sure that he would have said, I'd love to be standing in a pulpit somewhere preaching the gospel. They were satisfied that he would have said he'd love to be standing in a Sunday school room teaching the Bible. But he didn't say that. He said years ago, he said, I was up north, and this particular preacher said, I got sick, and we had to move down to Florida for health reasons. And he said that when he got to Florida, his wife had passed away. And he pointed at a cemetery that had joined the church. And he pointed at a particular tombstone. And he said, I'd love to be standing at the head of that tombstone. Been gone a long time, and her daddy's been gone. be something? Wouldn't that be something? Oh, amen. The dead in Christ shall rise first. They're coming out of that grave, not in that same body that you laid them down here in. The Bible said, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortality must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. I'm going to tell you, it looked like it was a defeat when we carried him to the cemetery. But hallelujah, when Jesus comes, we've got victory. Thank God, death is swallowed up in victory. Now I want to say this morning. There's no such thing as soul sleep. No, according to the Word of God, the Bible said that the Lord is going to bring back with Him them that have already gone on. And so they're not sleeping in the grave. They're in heaven enjoying the presence of God. They're singing around the great white throne and the great throne. And they're singing and praising God. And they're fellowshipping with our Savior. And they're walking, amen, the street of gold. And their eye in their mansion, amen, hand in hand with their loved ones, enjoying the presence of God. Amen. But their bodies that they left here behind in the grave. Amen. And it went back to the earth where it came. But when Jesus comes, that body that was laid in that grave is going to be changed. Amen. Into a glorified body. Somebody said, will you know them? I believe that if Miss D leaves here before I do, or if I leave here before Miss D does, I believe when I stand at the headstone, should I be standing there when the Lord comes and her body raises? Said we'll know as we're known, and why sure we'll know them. And you don't think the Lord's going to rob us from knowing them, do you? Let me just settle that with you now. Quit worrying about it. Quit worrying about it. Amen. In the back of your Bible, we will know them. Amen. Amen. Quit worrying about that. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Amen. And then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them. Who's he talking about? He's talking about them, our folks that are in the grave. When they come up, we're going up. Are you getting this? Yeah, when they go up, we're going up. If it's today, we're going up. You talk about your daddy-in-law, your mother-in-law. Amen. One of these days, you'll see him again. Amen. Amen. We're going to be caught up together with them. Imagine that. Amen. We're going to be changed. This body that I'm in, it's going to instantly, Paul said, in a moment of a twinkling of an eye, it's going to be changed. Amen. Amen. It's going to be glorified. This old body couldn't handle heaven no way. It can't even handle the reunion day. Well, can you imagine? That's why we're going to have to be changed in a twinkling of a moment of an eye. Because it can't handle what we're about to behold. Amen. And the Bible said how we remain going to be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Amen. Now I love my family. See him as he is.
Yes.
Oh, Savior of the world, the one who came and died for me.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to get to see Jesus.
Amen.
When you stop and think about that, I've never seen him with these eyes, but the Bible said we're going to be caught in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Boy, there's a lot of good stuff in here, ain't they?
Yeah.
Think about it. Amen. We're going to get to see our loved ones.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to get to see our loved ones. You're going to get to see your people. I'm going to get to see my people. And they're going to be well. Amen. And they're going to be whole. And they're going to be great. They're going to be grand. And they're going to be glorious. Amen. What a sight to behold. We're going to get to see our people. And our people are going to get to see us.
Amen.
And we're going to get to see the Lord.
Amen.
You think we're going to get to heaven. And we're going to wonder, where is Jesus? You ain't going to wonder where he is. For every eye shall behold him.
Yes,
now, some of the commentators that I read after on the coming of the Lord, they seem to think that Jesus is going to sneak in here, and he's going to carry us home, and nobody's going to know nothing about it. Everybody's going to slip out of here.
Yeah.
I've heard the songs, the airplane pilot, he's going to be gone, and who's going to fly the airplane?
I don't know
what
they come up with.
Help him,
Lord.
You'll slip out, sneak out.
Bless.
But you know that's not so.
No.
That's not even intellectual reasoning. But I believe when the Lord comes back and the cemeteries break ground. Heard a preacher say one time. He said that when the Lord comes back, the dirt on the outside of the cemetery won't even be affected. Why, surely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody said, what's happening in the cemetery?
Amen. Yeah.
Ain't going to be a groundbreaking before.
Yeah.
That never occurred to you how can we break ground? Every time there's a new business open up, they'll have a big to-do about the groundbreaking. You know what that's all about? That's signifying there's something. But I'd love to be standing there.
Right.
reunion day.
Amen.
When we get to touch it one more time.
Yeah.
You don't want to miss the coming of the Lord. Are you ready? Should the Lord come, can you say, I'm going to be together with Him? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to have to be forever separated? Let's get a song this morning.